This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I don't want to hire 5, 6, 7 more reporters. I don't want to hire more editors and researchers and investigative journalists. But, you know, there's a need. There's a vacuum that needs to be filled. We're going to do it. And so that's what InfoWars is doing. And I'm going to talk to Kevin, who's here a few days, Kevin Martin, who's just a great young man and a great journalist out there on the streets, you know, what he thinks he would do with InfoWars, because I'm looking to hire more people. And we're bringing more folks in. Now, we don't have a big budget, but we're able to do this because you've been supporting us out there. You're going to be back later in the third hour with Milo co-hosting with us and popping in. But what would your vision be if you came to work at InfoWars?
Well, Alex, you know, my vision would be, just kind of bring attention to what a lot of people don't like to bring attention to. And that's problems that are rooted in and embedded in different communities, you know, especially, you know, the African-American community and, the immigrant community and communities that are able to be very, very beneficial to society. But I feel like, you know, so many communities, especially for me, you know, in the African-American community, there's so many problems there, and there's so many broken homes and broken families. And
it's called the Great Society.
It is. And I feel like so many of those problems, you know, aren't addressed because there's certain people that, the African-American leaders. I mean, it's hard to address issues like that without getting, you know, death threats and backlash, because I believe the globalists don't want those issues to be don't want the position to be brought to light.
I bet you've read Margaret Sanger's writings. The Democrats planned all this whole plan out to take over the African-American community, to kick fathers out, and then to basically reduce the population, which they've done. More than half the black babies never get born.
They have, yeah. And Alex, and just to piggyback, you know, off of what you said there, I mean, 75% of African-American households don't have a father. They have a daddy, but there's no father. And 95% of those father figures are in the system, the criminal justice system. 98% are in jail, out of jail.
I've talked to high-level people that were at MTV in the mid-90s, and they said, listen, we don't care if you're number one and people want rock and roll and people want stuff that brings people together, or even hip-hop that was unifying then, and in the 80s as well. They said, we want gangster rap. That's what Sumner Redstone wants. And it got a whole generation to brand themselves as thugs and destroy all that culture that was there before. Because my dad was growing up, he said the black folks he knew dressed sharper than the white people, and I'm not defending segregation, but had their own businesses, their own hotels, their own power. That's what really Jim Crow and everybody was actually worried about, was because they tried to suppress black people, it only made them stronger. But by, quote, bringing the government in to help them, well, it was actually a sabotage Trojan horse. So one evil was replaced with another.
Absolutely, and you see that so much. You know, and I think, you know, a lot of people, especially with, you know, President Donald Trump, and he's reached out to people to kind of tap people's minds and how he can bring people together. And I say, listen, it's not about victimizing the African-American community. It's about giving good, solid information so that way they can have a vision like, look, just because the color of my skin is darker or just because I look different doesn't mean I'm any less than a person. And I think it's the Democrats that have made, you know, especially the African-American community feel that way in victimizing. You see,
okay,
that.
Take Black Lives Matter. How could you get a group of people to demonize themselves more and then have a cop killing movement led by a bunch of white people who can find a few black people to dupe, to demonize black people, to make white people become racist and hate you, and then make blacks run more into the racist leadership they've got? It's a social engineering program, and we even have their WikiLeaks. We have them. It's a plan.
It's there. It's there.
Is that not sick, though?
It is. It is. It's really, really, really sad. It's really, really sad.
Well, I hope you end up being able to work with us on that subject and a lot of others and just break the back of this, because I'm telling you, people across the board, no matter what color they are, they're ready to come out of bondage.
Absolutely. And I see that all the time. And I've, you know, I was just down there. You've seen that video where I was speaking with that Black Lives Matter, that white lady that was down there doing the Black Lives Matter protest, talking about lock Donald Trump. And I just, you know, I just dropped, you know, I just was good, honest information that I was giving her. Like, look, you know, the African-American community, you know, we're killing each other. You know, at the alarming rate, the biggest
4,000 people, 90 plus percent black, shot in Chicago last year.
Yeah.
That's a Democrat-run and in city. We'll talk about this more with Milo coming up. Good to have you here, my friend.
Good to be here.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776. You white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out!
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Battle for the Republic rages on. The battle for national sovereignty and free human determination across the planet is accelerating. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday global transmission. It is already the eighth day. Hard to believe, the eighth day of February 2017. Well, I thought of somebody last week and this week when Trump came out and said, why won't the media cover the Islamic terror properly? And he visited, of course, just a few days ago, the Central Command in Florida. And he said, I think we all know why they won't. And that's because they've been ordered in the military, but also in customs, the CIA, you name it, in memos that have been released, that you will not even say Islamic terror exists, and you will not even ask someone if they are in Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra, you name it. So we hear there's extreme vetting. They're not allowed to ask them. Now, I read his book when it came out a few years ago, and everybody should get it. Philip Haney has a lot of courage because whistleblowers have been persecuted under Obama. Now they're going to be praised. You watch under Trump. Studied Arabic culture and language while working as a scientist in the Middle East before he was hired as a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003, becoming an armed customs and border patrol officer. He served several tours of duty in the National Targeting Center near Washington, D.C., where he quickly was promoted to advanced training team, an unprecedented accomplishment for an agent on temporary duty assignment. He did it because he was a patriot. Officer Haney won numerous awards and commendations from his superiors, and meticulously compiling information and producing accountable reports that led to the identification of hundreds of terrorists. He has specialized in Islamic theology and strategic and tactics of the global Islamic movement. He retired honorably in 2015 to be able to obviously write his book, See Something, Say Nothing. And I think about the CIA whistleblowers we've had on by name, those we haven't. And I think about Colonel Schaefer, who ran the anti-Al-Qaeda operations, who was ordered to stand down. When I think about the people that ran Stratus Ivy and Abel Danger that have exposed it. When I think about the sources I have, some of them that are generals, above major generals, who, of course, leaked the info 5 years ago that our government under Obama was funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And then you saw Senator Cruz and Senator Paul come out and say this is wrong. And then the Joint Chiefs went and visited Obama and said, we will not be part of this. And that was the beginning of the collapse of this Arab Spring being funded by Saudi Arabia and NATO. So we've had from CIA contractors on the ground, like Tosh Plumlee, right up to people in NATO, in the boardrooms, where they were planning to give them the weapons at Benghazi to then invade Syria. So we know. I've talked to multiple people on air and off air who were there when the Secretary of State Clinton was on the horn saying, you will turn those troop carriers back that had troops going in to give relief during those 13 hours. So that's where they went too far, because thousands of people in Situation Rooms in all four branches, and in Central Command, and in Southcom, and in Northcom, and in Space Command, and everywhere else, they all watched it go down for at least 8 hours of stand-down orders four times. And their whole op got blown to turn the Islamic Jihad loose worldwide, flood Europe, you name it. Now, they got halfway through their plan. But I look at the media going, how ridiculous. And we're going to our guest in a moment. How ridiculous. They say there's IRS, 18,000 IRS to penalize you under Obamacare. Obamacare's free. There's no IRS. It was in the bill. Now you've been penalized. Now the $5,000 fine start this year, not the $2,000. And just like that, they say, it's insane. We reported on almost all the 70-plus events. Yeah, you'd mention them once or twice and move on. Or if a mosque gets attacked by other Muslims, you call it an attack on Muslims. I'm not out to get Muslims themselves. Most Muslims want to be heretics and don't want to be under extreme Wahhabism. But that's the form of Islam that's taking control of Sunni Islam that is 80% of Islam globally and a billion people. There's a billion Sunnis. And they're the ones invading 30-plus countries right now. They're the ones attacking shopping malls. They're the ones attacking gay bars. They're the ones throwing gays off buildings. They're the ones pouring acid on women's faces. You take Der Spiegel with an image of Trump cutting the head off the Statue of Liberty and saying America first. The idea of us having sovereignty is murdering liberty and murdering. No, I'm not going to show you the endless footage of them chopping men and women's heads off and children's heads off, but I will show you women who've had acid poured on their faces. Let's show TV viewers. Radio listeners, go Google it for yourself. Yeah, yeah, there's your beauty right there. But these are the nameless, faceless people that don't count. The Women's March 2 weeks ago in D.C., I was there, was led by the Islamic Jihad. I couldn't believe it. Women chanting Allah Akbar from Germany to the United States in the weird, cuckold, I don't know what you call it, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome. Declaring the West is anti-woman when it's the birthplace of women's freedom, where they're on the equivalent of a pink pillow worshipped. The whole West is about the goddess ethos versus Islam, the most monotheistic anti-female religion on earth. If you love women, it is the virtual religion of Satan. But the Gloria Steinems are on their knees before it. Well, Gloria Steinem was funded by the leftist CIA arm. That's all declassified. So our guest, documenting the truth of the underreporting of Islamic attacks where they weren't even allowed to call it Islamic attacks. And they go, Trump's crazy. Here's the Washington Post. InfoWars is behind President Trump's idea that the media is covering up terrorist attacks. They act like we're discredited when we're the cutting edge. Oh, I got to tell you, guess how many people we reached last week? We have a new record. It was not 85 million like the election week. Guess what we hit last week? Normal week's 40-something mil. Guess what we hit last week? 89 million people that we're able to track. 89 million. If you count the Joe Rogan podcast, the number one podcast in iTunes history, and they won't even list it. I talked to Joe 2 days ago. He said, it's incredible. Host of the UFC, movie star, TV star, everything. Number one. He's able to look at it in the back end. It should be the number one podcast of all time. It's not even listed in the top ones. But it doesn't matter. We're still number one. And that's because the people want truth. I'm going to skip this break so our guest has more time. Philip Haney, get his book, See Something, Say Nothing. So we see this claim when he was ordered and has released the documents. But you saw in the news, don't you call it Islamic terror. There's no such thing as Islamic terror. And then now they didn't just cover up the terror attacks and whitewash them and play them down. They covered up that they were Islamic to begin with. As usual, it's worse than what that amazing president is saying. How he read the law today on air. He can block everybody if he wanted to. He's the president. Under the law that four other presidents have used. So an expert on this, one of the main trainers, one of their main intelligence researchers, and if you don't think Customs doesn't have intelligence, it dials into all the agencies. It's at the National Security Director level. And Philip Haney joins us. Thank you for coming on, sir. I gave you that background rant there because this is just an incredible time to be alive, and you're a very important patriot who sacrificed a lot to tell the truth. So God bless you. Please tell us exactly your expert view on what's currently happening and if President Trump is accurate.
He's very accurate. 18 U.S.C. 1182 gives the president specific authority to do exactly what he did in the executive order. There are other provisions in the INA code, the Immigration Naturalization Authority code. As you said earlier, precedent with four different presidents, he doesn't have to do anything but follow the law that's already in the books to protect our country from threat, both foreign and domestic. Can you imagine trying to operate in counterintelligence under a regime that we saw a little glimpse of today, the last few days with the judges, how they rule with complete disregard of obvious constitutional and immigration law and make up provisions and rulings? They're basically directives. Can you imagine trying to conduct and protect our country under that kind of imposition of politically correct opinion?
It's beyond handcuffs, it's blinders.
Both handcuff and blinder.
Well, let's walk through this because you're a key whistleblower that helped bring all this out. The directives to not even be able to ask questions.
Well, that started in 2008 with a memo called the Words Matter Memo. that was brought up through the Civil Rights and Civil Liberties branch of the Department of Homeland Security. They asked subject matter experts like myself internally before the memo was released in January of 2008 for our opinion about what these directives that were embedded within the memo would actually mean vis-a-vis counterterrorism. I gave them 7 points to consider in terms of the harm it would do to our efforts to call the enemy and use the terms that they themselves use 100,000 times every day. And those comments were ignored. And it went into policy, and it morphed into what we know of today as countering violent extremism, where we were basically told that if we name the enemy, it will offend people in Muslim countries and put us at greater risk. Which is, if you think about it, they're basically saying if we don't do what they want, they will kill us. And that's really the debate with the immigration issue. They're telling us that we don't have the right to protect our borders, that we don't have the sovereign authority to put American citizens, keep them from harm, and that if we do exercise our constitutional and sovereign rights, they call us nationalists, racists, bigots, Islamophobes. This is a really incredibly important moment we are in history. President Trump has to win this battle, even if it goes to the Supreme Court, because if we allow judges to overrule case law and immigration law, we will descend into anarchy and chaos.
Well, I just love how they sit there with a straight face and say, whoa, fascism, nobody's ever done this, when they know Jimmy Carter, Reagan, right through to him did it. Sometimes they bombed the countries. Sometimes they had larger lists. Clearly, Somalia is a totally failed state that still sells women on slave blocks. Sudan's running a war, decades-long war against the Christians in the south. The only airports there are military bases to attack people. They're projecting force into the middle of Africa and into Kenya. I mean, the countries that they've banned are openly declaring how they want to blow the United States and Israel off the face of the world. Libya is a failed state thanks to the Hillary Clinton and Obama. Against Yemen, Iraq is a huge war zone. Syria is a war zone. Who in their right mind would take people from war zones with these flimsy, admittedly fake passports? Even the EU, Interpol, I saw last year, said upwards of half the passports that they see coming out of Syria are fake.
Well, that was going to be my next point. I'm glad you brought that up. Aside from all the other arguments, every one of these countries is in chaos administratively. On the one hand, they tell us, for example, when they come from Somalia, that they don't even know when they were born, that all of their records have been lost. Yet on the other hand, they're trying to reassure us that they do robust, thorough vetting, and that we can trust that the paperwork, meaning the visas and the passports that are coming from these countries, are legitimate. So how do we know that? We'd have to take it on faith. And anybody in Customs and Border Protection that does what we call work the line and actually processes passengers every day, or who works in what we call secondary, that does more detailed interviews with people coming from these countries, can tell you that visa fraud and passport fraud is a major problem in our system today.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, I can't believe Obama didn't block these countries that are all in civil war that he helped start. Nobody lets people into their country from civil wars, especially when a large percentage of the population are foaming at the mouth jihadis, frothing like pit bull piranhas to tear our throats out.
Well, if he blocked them, then he'd have to admit that there was a problem there. And that would contradict the narrative that we've been hearing, that his policies in the Middle East have made us safer. Didn't we hear that? Didn't he give a speech before the military and say that we're
safer? He said the world's the safest it's ever been, even though every military analyst, this is one thing people are unified on, says the world's in the greatest danger it's ever been.
So if he comes and publicly acknowledges that he should block immigration or travel, at least without a more thorough line of questioning at the primary when they come into the airport, he would be by default admitting that perhaps there's a flaw in his foreign policy.
Sure. Philip Haney, let's talk about your book in context of President Trump. I mean, I've read the law. You've read the law, but you're an expert in it. But, I mean, again, for me, a 5 or 6-year-old could figure out what this is saying. These judges are all acting like it's outrageous what he's done. But quite frankly, shouldn't he do more? I mean, 87% of these people can still come in. A lot of them are absolutely sworn to not adopt our culture and say that they're, you know, absolutely opposed to it. So my problem with Trump is this isn't strong enough. The way I read the law, he has basically complete control who can come in.
Yes, he does. And then you may remember when DHS was founded in March of 2003, we were called the first line of defense at the border. We actually were given more authority inside the border, like at the airports and seaports, than CIA and FBI combined.
Sure, I knew that, because you have the actual constitutional prerogative. It's really the only place the federal government has that power. Inside the country.
If we were allowed to exercise that authority when we interview foreign nationals seeking entry, and that's the formal term, they seek entry. If you have a visa, it doesn't mean that you're automatically admitted to the country. State Department issues visas. Customs and Border Protection is supposed to interview the people when they come to the port of entry and determine whether there are reasons to prevent them from coming into the country.
And let's raise this. Forget Islamic Jihad for a minute. What about disease? I've interviewed Border Patrol union heads. We've been there. I heard this years before it was even in the L.A. Times. They had to admit it. TB, bubonic plague, leprosy, scabies, all sorts of other bizarre stuff. When they know they've got something, they're still ordered to let them in and then just cut them loose. What do you think Obama was thinking there?
Well, I believe that his ideological goals and those who are allies with him supersede any of the concerns we might have about national security, including terrorism attacks and or disease. Because to them, the goal of opening the borders of the United States and letting people in from all over the world is more important than any of the possible threat that they might pose. It's like an equation. On the one side of the equation, you have concern for the political agenda. On the other side of the equation, you have fear of terrorist attacks or concern about terrorist attacks. And I'll leave it to your audience to put in the mathematical symbol between those two equations. Was the Obama administration more, less, or equally concerned about political agenda than they were attack? I think it's pretty clear they were more concerned about the political agenda than they were the threat of an attack.
Well, I would agree with you, Philip Haney, but I think it was beyond that. They just didn't even care and were so arrogant. They thought the media could label it something else and actually use terror attacks to take our guns. That's what they did. They said, oh, we'll just use jihad attacks with guns so they can get guns here against the Second Amendment. This is going to be wonderful. We're going to have our cake and eat it, too. But it didn't go that way. The American people saw through it. And, again, you're the best-selling author of See Something, Say Nothing, the book Inside as an intelligence officer. Leading people, training people, and one of the top awarded folks in there actually catching terrorists coming in. Let's talk about then, I know you can't get into some classified areas you actually witnessed, but some of the type of things you had to witness under the new policies, people that I know you still know that are inside, what it was like under Obama to have to let these people in, and where you see this all going.
Well, your premise about mischaracterizing terrorist attacks is not just a vague statement or a theory. It happened in Technicolor with the San Bernardino attack. You might recall that it was characterized initially as a gun issue, remember, about controlling guns. And it was only days or even in some cases weeks later that all the details of the case actually finally came out. And we found out that Syed Farouk and his wife, Tashreen Malik, were actually part of a network of affiliated organizations right here in the United States that preach openly Sharia supremacy, implementation of Sharia at the cost or conflict with the Constitution, up to and including the use of jihad attacks or violent attacks in order to push that program forward. That network has been operating in the United States for 15 or 20 years, and that's why came forward, and I talked about this group called Tablighi Jamaat because the government shut the case down. It had direct bearing on the San Bernardino case.
Philip Haney, let's talk about that when we come back. Philip Haney, an American hero, folks, had to leave his profession just so he could write the book and tell the truth. You need to get the book, see something, say nothing. This is all just backing up what Trump said. See how it's worse than the president's saying? That's what's so scary about Trump is he's so good. I've never even seen anything like this. It's like he's so good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
I'm going to read what's in dispute, what's in question. And you'll see this. It's INA 212F 8 USC 1182F. Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. Okay, now, this isn't just me. This is for Obama, for Ronald Reagan, for the president. And this was done, very importantly, for security, something you people know more about than all of us. It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. It was written beautifully. So just listen. Here's what it says. This is what they're arguing. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens, okay, the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens, so any aliens, any class of aliens, into the United States, so the entry of people into the United States, let's say, just to be precise, of aliens into the United States. So any time, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, right? So if I find as president that a person or a group of people will be detrimental to the interests of the United States, and certainly there's lots of examples that we have, but you shouldn't even have them necessarily. He may be, and he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary. Now, the only mistake is they should have said he or she. But hopefully it won't be a she for at least another 7 years. After that, I'm over.
It's a good one.
See? I just noticed that, actually.
It's going to finish up in a minute.
I just noticed it. I'm saying, whoa, this is not politically correct. It's correct, but it's not politically correct. You know, this is the old days. He may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary. So here it is. People coming in. Suspend the entry of all aliens. Right? That's what it says. It's not like, again, a bad high school student would understand this. Anybody would understand this. Suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants. Or impose on the entry of aliens. Okay, so you can suspend the aliens, right? You can suspend the aliens from coming in. Very strong. Or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Okay. So you can suspend, you can put restrictions.
That's good. I don't want to take too much time with our guest here, but Philip Haney's our guest. That's Trump like 4 hours ago speaking in D.C. to the Sheriff's Association, National Association of Sheriffs. Whether you agree with this law or not, every other country has basically the same law. It's what a country is that power. It's borders. It's language, it's culture, it's a currency, it's laws. That's a country. It's borders, it's culture, it's language, it's laws, it's currency. Five things. Like a hand. And if you don't have one of those, baby, you don't have a country. And that's what globalism is a bunch of multinationals who've already taken over the third world, using them as a weapon. It's very, very sad. But when I come into the country, they ask, you got any fruits, you got any vegetables? And I'm like, I'm glad they're asking that, because if I brought in something I didn't know that has some type of weevil in it or some bug, it's going to devastate the crops. And they have a right, even though I'm a citizen, to ask me that. And they have rights to ask me other things. But I've come in and literally places in Europe and in Canada, and they just let anybody that's clearly from the third world just in. And if you're from America, third degree. Are you here for business? No, I'm not. Well, blah, blah, blah. We're going to just turn you back. Go over here for 3 hours and wait. And again, this is the whole liberalism, which isn't liberalism, the globalism of it. But regardless, you've got failed countries like Sudan and Libya and all these nations imploding with Islamic Jihad taking them over. And then they barely have working airports. And they're saying, just bring them into this country. In the last 5-6 months, we have our guest, Philip Haney. You need to get his book. We don't sell it. I think we did for a while. We should sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I read it. I read it in 2 days. And I knew a lot. Because I read news all day. But when it came out a year ago or so, See Something, Say Nothing, Philip Haney and Art Moore, a Homeland Security officer exposes the government's submission to jihad. Man, it's like it took me to a whole other level. And so when I looked at what Trump was saying, and the media just, I mean, let me ask you this, Philip. What is it like to see them acting like he did something outrageous when he didn't even do as much as Obama did? He bombed 4 of these countries when he was banning them coming in. I mean, it's just crazy to see them criticize the president, but then also out of the other side of the mouth go, well, look, He's using a law Obama used. So, see, he's copying Obama. He says Obama's bad, but he's copying him. But then he's still bad because he's doing it. Are they preying on the public's ignorance of the law? What do you think the agenda here is?
Well, what we're seeing now is what was going on behind the scenes before. It just hadn't broken out into the visible arena. Now what you're seeing is the same kind of individuals and policies that were contained within the law enforcement agencies prior to the new administration has now broken out into mainstream media. So the attempts to shut down enforcement of the law and so on that was going, that you're seeing now in open public was going on for years under the Obama administration. That's basically the theme of the book, is that these kind of things are not new. It actually started with a small group of individuals within law enforcement agencies like Customs and Border Protection, Department of Defense, FBI, and one by one, the administration went after what we call subject matter experts and knocked us off one by one. And once they knocked us out of the picture, then they had an open field to advance these policies. So what we're really seeing now is a collision between the former policies and the attempt by the new President Trump to start implementing what is already supposed to be law and in place and has been for decades.
So Trump's only readministering the law.
Yes, he referred specifically to 8 U.S.C. 1182, which provides very clearly the option for the president to refuse entry or prohibit individuals from certain countries coming in for the sake of national security. I'll tell you what, how I see it. If the people who are protesting this action were really honest about their concerns, they would simply say, okay, President Trump, it's a temporary order for 120 days. Let's all get together and study what's going on regarding immigration.
That's right. Instead of fixing it. So instead of fixing it, as he was really trying to do, they just don't want it fixed. They want to keep it broken.
They won't even admit that there's a problem, which is exactly the reason why people like myself were always in trouble. Because they would never listen to what we said. They would push us, marginalize us. We have what are called adverse actions. We get fired. I had my gun taken, my secret clearance taken away, all access to systems removed, simply because I pointed out the two major groups that we're involved with, the Muslim Brotherhood and another group called Tablighi Jamaat, might pose a threat to our national
security. Now, let's talk about that. Let's, as much as you can tell us, because I know a lot of it was classified, you're there, from other people I've talked to, and you talk about in the book, real terrorists are in front of you. You know who they are, but you can't stop them.
I literally interviewed a whole group of them. I call it in the book the Madrasa Boys. I saw them face to face. I watched them grow up from young men into fully mature adults over a 4 or 5 year period. They knew me and I knew them. I would interview them when they came back from Ramadan every year. They were attending a madrasa in South Africa that taught in English, and I would literally meet them at the gateway of the flight every year when they came back. And we got to know each other, and I learned the way it works, how these young men from America are going overseas, getting trained to become experts in Sharia law and or imams, and how they gradually grew into this persona of people like Tashfeen Malik and Syed Farooq.
Let's talk about San Bernardino, which the FBI admitted for 3 days they were ordered, do not say it's Islamic terror, even though they were screaming Allah Akbar as they attacked the Christmas party and killed their coworkers. Let's talk about that radicalization, them going back and coming back. Let's talk about it.
Well, it's been going on for quite some time. There's actually a network of madrasas right here in the United States, meaning Islamic schools, they take young men, 4th, 5th grade, take them out of public school and send them to the madrasas and they study the Quran. That's all. Until they become what is called a hafiz, a person who has memorized the Quran. And then by that skill, they are qualified to attend like the madrasa I mentioned in South Africa, where they go through a 7-year program called an alim program, where they qualify to become an imam. I captured the first generation of American kids either naturalized or born here, that were going overseas to go through this program. And that's what led me to go to National Targeting Center in Washington, D.C., where we put together a case that generated 1,200 law enforcement actions in the first 9 months of the case.
And by the way, if somebody's a new listener or viewer, we can put the Associated Press, The Hill, Reuters up. You were so high level, you were a top trainer. They've had to admit you told the truth this really happened. I mean, your case, for folks that don't remember, over a year ago, was reported when you broke your silence and exposed all this. There's the Hill headline: DHS ordered me to scrub records of Muslims with terror ties. I mean, that is a criminal act, isn't it? To actually, if you followed orders?
It's an abrogation of duty. It's putting American citizens at risk. We're not here as law enforcement officers to be popular or be politically correct. Of course, we recognize the importance of human rights and being courteous to everyone that we meet.
Sure, but
you're
supposed to execute the law, especially against clear and present danger.
That's right, because that's the oath we took, and that's why I'm talking to you now. I took an oath to protect our country from threat, both foreign and domestic, and I'm obligated by that oath. If I see something, I must say something, and I did. And that's why I called the book See Something, Say Nothing, because that's what they preferred that I would do.
All right, Philip Haney, in closing, obviously, you know, your testimony's helped really change things in Congress. The president obviously has followed your work. He's got a lot of patriots involved now with him. You surely saw the CENTCOM speech. Where do you think this is going? Because the enemies of this country do want globalism. They are allied with the jihad. The left believes that's going to be their army of victory. I guess they think they can later close the door on them and double-cross them. I can't believe the left would actually want to be under Sharia law. But what's your big-picture threat assessment? What do you think's really going on here? Other points you'd like to add?
There are three trigger points or flash points that you can create an imaginary boxes and put what you're seeing in front of us today in one of the three boxes. The first one is immigration reform based on these special interest countries. That's the immigration executive order that we just saw with the seven core special interest countries. That's the first flashpoint. The next one is going to be an attempt to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization and its affiliated front groups operating in the United States, like Council on American Islamic Relations, ISNA, and NAIT, and or redesignating the Countering Violent Extremism program so it's actually effective. That will be your second flashpoint. The third flashpoint is going to be our political relationship with Jerusalem, I mean Israel, whether or not we post the ambassador in Jerusalem and or how we support Israel going forward will be the third major flashpoint. And I hate to tell you this, but the immigration reform flashpoint is the least volatile of the three. Can you imagine, based on what we've already seen, backlash both politically, judiciary, and in the public, what will happen if the Trump administration designates the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group, or some of the known front groups operating here in the United States, or reconfigures countering violent extremism to actually be effective?
Wow.
And or a third one, if we began to have our ambassador or political appointees actually conducting business in Jerusalem. They won't even have to build an embassy there. All they're going to have to do is cross that border into Jerusalem, and it's going to be seen as a violation from the Islamic world. By the way, the Islamic world certainly knows about borders, don't they?
They sure do. Most other countries don't let Christians or Jews in. It's just crazy to see the left trying to destroy the most open, free societies the world's ever seen. America's not perfect. And to quote Merle Haggard, I don't blame somebody switching sides and fighting what they believe in. But when you try to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that's not free speech, that's sedition. And that's why I've chosen what side I'm on. Go ahead.
They're not going after President Trump. They're going after us.
That's right.
We have the audacity to express our concern for our borders. A country without borders is not a country. It doesn't exist.
That's globalism. This is world government. Philip, it's been too long. A year and a half is too long. Please give us updates every month. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your book. And I'm going to have my producers get a hold of your folks to carry your book at the InfoWars store. Thank you so much, sir, for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You know, I just want to add something here. I don't say this to be politically correct. I say it because in high school and college, I had quite a few friends that were hardworking, smart, good people that were Muslims. Because, I mean, I go off my gut. They were good people. But they were all like the sons of doctors and lawyers and scientists. They were earlier waves that had left the Middle East because they didn't like the oppression. And their moms and their daughters didn't wear headdresses. And they owned companies and had jobs. Now, granted, I'd go over their house. Dad was kind of in charge. But that's just kind of like old-fashioned America. The people they're bringing in, folks, are from war-torn countries where they're killing each other around the clock because they just constantly are using Islam, the religion, as a way to control people. It's like a witch hunt. Islam's turned into a big, giant witch hunt, and only the most extreme, where they're eating hearts and throwing people off buildings and murdering women, you know, because they talk back to their husband, and then the left's in love with this? It's fundamentally threatening to a man who has daughters. It isn't like some patronizing statement, I love women, just to make women think I love women. I love women. My problem is spoiling the living hell out of women. And it's just for somebody that loves women so much, it's fundamentally disgusting to see this whole worship fest of radical Islam and then to know the biggest group hurt by Islam are Muslims and women that are Islamic. So I don't want a war with Islam. I have nothing against any of these people. But the worst form of it out of Saudi Arabia is running wild right now, and it's got to be dealt with. There's a lot of breaking news. We'll cover it all on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the URL, Infowars.com. The enemy's trying to censor it hard.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Don't worry. This
Today's show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns.
Yeah, the taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. You have 1,300,000,000 Muslims having on average 6 children, almost all of them surviving, being taught, you will take over, you will kill, you will rule. And the left going, come on in, sweetie pie. You know, I have been made knowledgeable about massive censorship taking place. I'll bring this up with Milo in the next hour. And Joe didn't say I couldn't talk about this, but when I was on Joe Rogan last week, it got censored for a day on iTunes. Now it's the number one podcast, not just of his show, but of all time. He sent me screenshots of it. But now on Google Play, and he sent me screenshots of his internal control panel. I don't even know. I've texted him and said, can I cover this? Come on the show like an hour ago. He didn't respond. So I'm going to wait a day on this and then cover it. I called him too. But this is what we go through, folks. There's episode 912, 910, not 911 with Alex Jones. And you know why? Because it's dynamite. It's the truth. It's Pizzagate. And not the diversion of the pizza place. That's how they diverted everybody. It's what's in the emails, and it ties into Hastert, and it ties into Boys Town, and it ties into Sandusky. And it ties into all the rest of it. And it goes deep. And establishment media just doesn't get it. I mean, you know, I love Tucker Carlson. He's a good guy. He's been on the show a few times. He wanted to come down here and meet me and have dinner, and I've been to dinner with him, you know, outside of Austin. Never has he invited me on his Fox News show with 3-4 million viewers, which I think is a good show. But I don't even care to go on it. I don't care. I mean, I went on Joe Rogan's show. That's been seen like 30 million times now. See what I mean? It's bigger than this. My show every day, bigger. But it's just like, look, unlikely allies, Tucker and Piers Morgan team up to smash neoliberals and mainstream media. It's like they're in a whole nother lower level than me. And then they think they're in a higher level. He doesn't. I mean, he wasn't stupid wanting to have the ascension of a top libertarian talk show host, get rid of the bow tie, come kiss the InfoWars ring. Tucker Carlson's off and running. And I don't want anybody kissing my ring. It's just that I know what's really going on in the real world versus all this BS. And Piers Morgan is an anti-gun, globalist slimeball, engaged in all sorts of dirty stuff, who now knows he was defeated and is crawling back acting like he's one of us with a bunch of snide, backhanded support of Trump, just like Howard Stern. Oh, Trump didn't want to win. Trump doesn't mean any of this, when all the evidence shows the opposite. I'm just sick of it. Let me just end this hour with this. You want to support us? We'll go to the next level and be 10 times better than these people and restore the Republic. Super Blue, fluoride-free, made-in-America, organic toothpaste, with the iodine, nascent iodine, and the nano silver, peppermint and tree tree oil, a big old container of it, $9.95. That supports the broadcast at $5 or whatever we make. Helps fund this operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. We've got some other specials that are about to end as well on vitamin B12, secret 12, and other products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And check out the Biome Defense Probiotic and so many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Milo's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.